Thank you, Leon. The next question is, when we propose the fee for this $1,000, $1,500, can the companies just not propose adding a fee for H-1B renewals, which would be a much higher amount than what we would pay for the H-1, which would be a one-time fee versus the infinite H-1Bs, which can go on forever. So how do we compete against such a proposal designed to defeat our bill?
So here's the answer to that question. Companies could absolutely raise hundreds of billions of dollars if they wanted to get more H-1Bs and add fees to their H-1Bs. And in fact, I did that when I wrote the Gang of Eight immigration bill. I put $5,000 fees on every single H-1B so we could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to pay for border security. But here's what's interesting. Companies will never, ever, ever propose such a fee because they are not like us where we are in a situation of desperation and the fee is superior to no progress at all. The companies do not work that way. They cannot propose a fee in exchange for more visas or in exchange for visa renewals because for the companies, it never ends. That fee can then be raised again and raised again and raised again. We are one-time players. We pay the fee and we leave, and this bill is over. The country caps are gone permanently. But if the company suggests a fee, then that fee can go up again and up again and up again and up again, and they don't want to be in that position, so they will never ask for fees, even though it might be in their best interest to do that. So I hope that makes sense to people. Whereas we can do a fee because that's it. Once the country cap is gone, it can't be put back again. And so we are one-time players who would pay a one-time fee.